Unit 22. Britain and Ireland. Lesson 85.
1. Dialogue. David and Jo Lang are talking about Britain. Are you English?
No, I'm not.
But you speak English.
That's correct.
Where are you from then? Canada?
No, I'm from Britain.
But I thought you said you weren't English.
Right. I'm British, but I'm not English.
What are you then?
I'm Scottish. I'm from Scotland.
Where's that?
It's to the north of England. It's part of Britain.
Have you got a map to show me? I'm puzzled.
Lesson 86.
Reading. Read the text. Then match the numbers on the map with the following words. England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland, Dublin, Edinburgh, Belfast, Cardiff, and London.
Britain and Ireland. On the right is a map of the islands of Britain and Ireland. The larger of the two islands is Britain, which lies to the east of Ireland. The two are separated by the Irish Sea. The letters UK stand for the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The UK is made up of four countries. In the north is Scotland, with its capital Edinburgh. Scotland has many lakes and mountains, and is famous for its beautiful countryside. Wales lies to the west of England. Its capital is Cardiff. Everyone there can speak English, but the first language in North Wales is Welsh. There are Welsh newspapers. Programs on the radio and TV are in Welsh. The countryside here is very beautiful too, with lots of mountains and rivers. There used to be a lot of coal mines in the south, but many of them have been closed or are about to be closed. England, the largest country in Britain, is in the southeast. Its capital is London, which is also the capital of the UK. London lies on the River Thames and has a population of 7 million. Much of England is rather flat, although there are hills in the northeast and in the center of the country. Ireland is divided into two countries. In the north, Northern Ireland, with its capital Belfast, is part of the United Kingdom. The southern part of the island is a separate country called the Republic of Ireland, with Dublin as its capital. Generally, the weather in Britain is neither too cold in winter nor too hot in summer. It is colder in the north, warmer in the south, drier in the east, and wetter in the west. Ireland is especially wet. In all parts of Britain, it rains every month of the year. There is no dry season. Snow falls in Scotland every winter, and sometimes in England and Wales too. Falls of snow in Ireland are most unusual.
Lesson 87. 1. Reading. Ireland.
Long ago, the first travelers went to Ireland from Scotland, and later from the south and west of Europe. they found that much of the land was poor. But there was enough grass for sheep and cows, because it rained so much. The seas around Ireland were full of all sorts of fish. Many of the peasants were very poor. They lived mainly on potatoes. Around 1850, a terrible disease hit the potato crop, and potatoes went bad in the soil. Tens of thousands of people died of hunger. Many had to leave Ireland and travel to Britain or to North America to look for a better life. Although many families became separated, people still kept in touch with each other. Today, life has improved for the population, although many farmers in the West continue to lead a simple life. Most Irish people go to church every Sunday, and the church plays an important part in people's lives. The Irish are very fond of music and poems. In towns and villages, people join together in the evening to sing and play music. They also get together to read their own poems to each other.